Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, joins us. He's chair of the Subcommittee on Immigration, Border Security, and Citizenship. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Alex.
We had scheduled this conversation to be on immigration, but this gay marriage vote has happened, the cloture vote. What is your take on this?
Well, the problem is that this is not an issue that has been gratuitously raised in the Congress. This is an issue that's come to us because of public concern about some judges in some quarters who have been reinterpreting the Constitution and finding, as they did in Massachusetts and as they've done recently in Nebraska, that traditional marriage is somehow unlawful discrimination. And so this is the only way that the American people have of responding to that, and since it appears that the Constitution will be amended one way or another, either by judges who do it under the guise of reinterpreting the Constitution or by the people themselves, this presents an opportunity for the people themselves to have a say.
You know, your party picked up 5 seats in the Senate since the last time this issue came before your body there, but you've only got 1 more vote this time around. What happened?
Well, I think there are some who believe that this is not urgently upon us. In other words, I think the passage of time since the Massachusetts decision and since the image of same-sex couples marrying in California due to the actions of the San Francisco mayor, those have faded from people's memories. Yeah. And so my suspicion is they don't see this as an urgent issue.
Well, immigration is, sir. It looks as though, we believe anyway, you're going to be on this reconciliation conference committee because the House has an immigration bill, the Senate has a different bill. You have to agree on one bill or nothing happens. When will this conference begin?
My hope is that sometime here in the next few days, but the goal, of course, is going to be to bridge the differences between the Senate and the House version. The House version focusing primarily on border security, but not really dealing with other issues, whereas the Senate bill dealt comprehensively with the whole spectrum of issues that this subject presents.
Adding guest worker provisions and a path to citizenship for many of those who are here illegally. President Bush is on a 2-day speaking tour on this. He was in Omaha today. Here's what he had to say just about the issue that is facing you now.
I know you probably look at Washington and think it's impossible to develop a consensus in Washington, D.C. Probably seems that way, doesn't it, when you pay attention to all the sharp elbows being thrown and the, you know, the people opinionating and screaming and hollering and calling each other names. But there is a consensus emerging on this issue.
That's President Bush in Omaha today. Senator Cornyn, do you see the president's consensus there in Washington?
Well, I do think that there is beginning to emerge the vague outlines of some compromise between the Senate and the House bill. And I actually believe that this has been very healthy for our country and for our democracy to have a debate about this issue and what are the solutions to what has been previously viewed as an intractable problem. Clearly, there's a consensus on border security, and there seems to be a consensus that we need to do a good job of verifying eligibility to work legally in the United States at the work site and to sanction employers that cheat. I actually think that we need to do some confidence-building measures in this bill, which would include perhaps phasing in a comprehensive bill by allowing the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to certify that both of those provisions, the border security provisions and the worksite verification provisions, are actually implemented and in place. Then we could move on to the really the tougher issues, which are the guest worker program and how to deal humanely but fairly with the 12 million people who are currently here illegally.
A last question, if I may, sir. There's some suggestions. These reconciliation conferences are usually held in private, but the House immigration leader, Mr. Sensenbrenner, says these sessions should be as public as possible. Would the Senate go along with that?
Well, I certainly would. I believe that would be very healthy. I think the American people have learned a lot from the debate, and they've helped educate us here about what it is they will accept and they won't accept.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas, thank you for joining us on Day to Day, sir.
Thanks, Alex.